We have no king but Caesar. We have no king but Caesar. Those are the words that the chief priests said when Pilate asked the crowd, "Shall I crucify your king?" This was an amazing thing for the chief priests, religious authorities, to cry out. Since who was supposed to be their king? Yahweh, God, is the king of Israel. He was supposed to be their only king. How quickly these religious authorities have forgotten that Yahweh is their king. And they're willing to turn themselves over to a pagan king, Caesar, someone who considered himself to be divine. These words of the chief priests also remind us of one of Jesus' parables. Remember the time when the religious leaders came to him and asked Jesus if it was lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar. And Jesus asked for the coin that paid the census tax. And he inspected it and asked them whose image and inscription were on the coin. And of course, the answer was Caesar's. So Jesus told them, then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. Paying a debt to a legitimate authority is a long way from calling out for Caesar to be the king. This year, Good Friday falls on April 15th. It's a day on which we as Americans repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar by filing our income taxes. Now, of course, I know you get an extension this year because it's Good Friday, but I think the point still holds. Many people honestly dread April 15th. Trying to make heads or tails out of IRS forms leaves many of us perplexed and searching for a good accountant. Others file for extensions because they need more time. However, you look at it, April 15th is a day on which we have to pay our debts. This year, April 15th reminds us that a much larger debt was paid for us by the death of Jesus on the cross. He paid the debt of our alienation from God because of the original sin of Adam and Eve. And he paid the debt of the personal sin of every human being who has ever lived and who will ever live. When we think about the cross of Jesus, we often focus on the intense physical suffering of the Passion. But what we don't immediately see is the spiritual suffering that Jesus undertook. That on the cross, he was aware of every sin that has ever been committed. That's why Jesus, in many accounts of the scriptures, cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's because he goes down into the utter forsakenness of human beings because of sin, because of original sin from Adam and Eve, that we are not able to reconcile ourselves to God. So Jesus takes all of that on himself and he suffers spiritually for that. He suffers in our place for all of that. He takes on to himself the debt that all of us owe to God. Jesus is the new Adam who reverses the disobedience of the first Adam. And he's also the suffering servant that we heard about in the first reading today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, The prophet Isaiah has a very long section of his writings that are called the Suffering Servant Song, where Isaiah prophesies that God will send his servant who will suffer for his people, but will ultimately reconcile his people back to him. And when we heard that first reading proclaimed tonight, I'm sure all of us couldn't help but think of Jesus. That the suffering servant became so marred beyond human semblance that he was avoided by people. He was a man of suffering, one from whom people hide their faces. I'm sure there were many people who hid their faces as he went to Calvary. How awful that sight must have been. But it's our sin that he takes on himself that disfigures him so much. You see, my friends, sin is ugly. And our sin not only disfigures our soul, but our sin also brought Jesus to the cross and disfigured him. He's the lamb led to the slaughter who gives his life as an offering for sin. How often we can be tempted to think that our sins don't hurt anyone. Things that we do in private don't hurt anyone. But those sins hurt Jesus. They disfigure him. And they disfigure his body, which is the church. But lest we fall into despair over this, over our state before God, Isaiah reminds us that the suffering servant himself does not despair and does not hesitate. He willingly offered himself for us. And Isaiah says that through his suffering, he justified many. Through the suffering of Jesus, we become justified to God. That means we can stand in right relationship with God. Something that we ourselves could never accomplish, God himself accomplishes for us. Jesus comes to die on the cross so that we can live in friendship with him. He took away the sins of many, Isaiah tells us, and won pardon for their offenses. Jesus won pardon for our sins, for our offenses on that cross. The founding father, Ben Franklin, commenting on the ratification of the new Constitution, said the following: "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Well, on this tax day, on this April 15th, we are certain that death has been dealt a fatal blow by Jesus, and that all of our debts have been paid.